I've had a long time to work on this lesson, and I bet what I just said went right by you. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today, I want to talk about letter deletion. In English, we do this a lot, and I don't want you to use it, but I'm going to teach you how to hear it, how to understand it, where it is commonly used, so you can quickly identify when we're speaking quickly. Like when I said to you, I have, but I dropped the H, and that's today's lesson. We'll do other ones where I'll drop a T. But for right now, I want you to concentrate on the dropping of the H, and we call it the H deletion, or H deletion, if you're American. All right, let's go to the board. You notice over here, my man, Mr. E, he has A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I, the deletion of H. Quick note, okay? When we want to be clear on what we are saying, we say each word exactly and precisely, okay? However, when we say something regularly, okay, this is the examples of why we delete it, or we speak quickly or fast, we drop sounds. One letter we do this with is the letter H, okay? So as you can see, that's going to be my quick explanation on that. But I'm doing this sort of on like a warning for you, this little part, because you are not allowed to do this. Because you have an accent and you haven't mastered the English sounds of huh. First, you have to master the sound. So it's better to say I have instead of have. I have, right? Master the sound. The second thing is this lesson is more about helping you to comprehend or listen to English and understand English quickly. Okay, are you ready? Time for me to do that magic board thing. So let's talk about where the letter H is commonly deleted. We know it's deleted, but I'm going to give you about five examples, or six, where you can see the letter H is deleted often, or quite commonly, okay? Remember I said we do it when we speak quickly, or it's something we say regularly? So it won't be a surprise when I show you the examples on the board why this would happen. The letter H is commonly dropped when we use the verb to have, or when we use pronouns. So have, in this case, becomes have. Has becomes as. And I'm putting the Z sound because pronunciation, it's not AS. I know you ask for some of you. I know people who speak Spanish or have a Latin background will ask because they see the S, but we say the Z sound, as. And had becomes ad. He had about 5 minutes before he had to leave. If you're really careful, well, you have to go over here to hear what I actually said, but I use two of them at the same time, and it commonly happens so much so that we as English speakers don't realize we're not actually speaking the language, but just sounds, all right? Let's go over to the pronoun side of the board, okay? On the pronouns, you'll see we have he becomes E, right? He's a really good guy. And I'm not talking about Mr. E. He's a really good guy. Instead of he is a really good guy, okay? Her, I don't know her very well. I don't know her very well. It's not her. I don't know her very well. I don't know her very well. And is. Right? I know it's is, it looks like this, his, but this makes this sound, the is sound, right? His brother is a good friend of mine. His brother is a good friend of mine. Notice how I'm speaking quickly. For some of you, I always speak quickly, but generally speaking, I don't know his schedule. I don't know his schedule. It's not, I don't know his schedule. Now, once again, I need to repeat this. You do not use this when you're speaking. I'm giving you this and giving you these examples by saying them. So as you hear me say them, you're like, that sounds familiar. And that's why sometimes you think you know what we're saying, but you're not too sure. It's because we delete these sounds. Now, if you saw what I did here, I actually at the beginning played with you, but I said, he had about 5 minutes. And I said, he had. So instead of he had 5 minutes to talk, he had 5 minutes to talk to us. Then he had to go. I don't know if her brother's coming. Her brother's coming, right? Have you finished that project I gave you? Have you? So instead of have you, it's difficult for me, see? Have you finished the work I gave you? Have. Sometimes the words with a deleted H are added to other words to create a new compound word. One example is what have. You might say, what have you done this evening? What have you done with David? Or what have you done to my room? Okay, so that's an example of combining this deleted sound with another kind of slang sound. Now, I did a video on that. You'll go check that one out. where we talk about things where words are brought together or cut, or we say combined in English, right? That's just one example. Now, what I want to do is go for a short quiz. Now, remember what I've said. I keep saying it again and again. Reiterating means to say again and again. This is not for you to use. It's for you to understand. And to understand that this kind of thing, e, and is, occurs with things we say very regularly or we're speaking quickly. But when we want to be clear, you will never hear somebody say something like, the police have a warrant for you. They'll say, the police have a warrant for your arrest, because they want you to clearly understand. Okay? Keep that in mind. For you, it's important to say all of the sounds. The reason why is you're learning the language and you need to change your mouth, because a lot of the times one language will say R. For instance, Japanese people say R differently. For arigato, arigato, their tongue is at the front of the mouth. Well, in English, R is in the back. We curl our tongue, right? You can only do that with practice to notice the difference, right? You got it? So for you, this is a lesson more on comprehending or understanding when English people speak, not a lesson for you to copy. All right, so let's go to the board, do the quiz, short one, and let's see if you really understood what I said. Okay, quiz time. Here's a little hint. A hint means a suggestion or some advice for you. Okay, look for the letter deletion in movies, TV, and music. Okay, notice when it happens. All right, that'll be important. Notice when it happens. Pay attention, right? But more importantly, notice when it doesn't. You remember what I said before, okay? We do not do letter deletion when it's very important. I want to be clear and I want to be precise. I will not delete the letter at all, okay? However, on regular speech or quick speech, that happens. Keep that in mind at all times. And if you understand what I just said now, then when we do the quiz, it'll be easy for you. And one more note before I go. You're going to notice on the quiz I have av. All right? This isn't a real word. As I told you, when we're clear, we say the whole word. This is just to remind you that you never write this down on paper. It's what we say, okay? So this will help you understanding better listening skills, but it's not something to copy and put down and said, yes! They'll go, what is that? This isn't English. Maybe it's Spanish, but it's definitely not English, okay? Do not write it on paper. Do not try and speak it. Just learn it so you can get better at listening to real English. Listen like a native, basically. Okay? So, first question on the board. I only 1 minute to talk to you. What would that be? Have. Huh? Have? Why have? Simple. Do you notice how I only was emphasized here, right? I only have 1 minute to talk to you. It's very specific. Remember I told you about being specific or being clear. That person is going to be very clear with you. I only have 1 minute to speak to you. Not another second or 10 seconds more. It's very clear. They won't use the contraction. What about number two? Well, usually we say, how are you doing? What's going on? What's up? This one will be av. How have you been doing? How have you been doing? It's casual, regular speech. You say this 20 times a day to about 20 or 30 people, right? Let's try the next one. You to tell me the truth right now. What do you think? You're right. If you're paying attention here and I said, right now, I'm being specific. You have to tell me the truth right now. I'm not playing with you. Specific, deliberate, exact. You're starting to see a pattern here, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. If someone's angry, if someone wants exact information, they're going to use the exact word. Commonly or regularly used or speaking really, really quickly, we'll delete the H. Okay, let's try number four. it's a great day. Gotta be relaxing outside. That's my stomach. I'm hungry, so get to the answer quickly. I gotta eat. You can hear that rumbling? Okay, I've given you enough time. You heard my belly rumbling. It's a great day. He's gotta be outside relaxing, right? Why is it he's gotta be? Look at this. What is that? Is that a regular word? Of course not. This is a slang term. It's a word that's been put together. Have to be, right? Have got to be. So he's gotta be. So you know it's not gonna be. He has got to be. Even this one's contracted. This is the one that's the best one, right? He's got to be outside. He's got to be with his friends. He's got to be having a beer, right? Casual, regular talk. And finally, the last one. Think carefully on this one, right? The police, a warrant to arrest you. What would that be? Okay, a couple things to think about. The police, that's kind of serious, isn't it? And arresting you, going to jail? Yeah, I know you got it right. Have. The police have a warrant to arrest you, right? They don't, police have a warrant. No, it's not friendly. You're going to jail. This is some serious business, okay? So my time is up. They're not coming to arrest me, luckily. But I do want you to go to www.ingvid.com, okay? You know, ing and then video, yeah, my old shtick. Don't forget to click, tap, punch on the screen to do the quiz at Ingvid, all right? Thanks a lot. Ciao.